I'm Pastor Tim, and welcome to The Two Greatest. This is episode 1326, God's Favorite Chair. People and their seats are interesting, to say the least. We can get kind of possessive about our chairs. At church, people tend to sit in the same chairs week after week after week, and they kind of see it as their seat. And if someone dares to sit there, well, hell has no fury like a Christian who finds someone sitting in his or her seat. Okay, that's an exaggeration, but sometimes not by much. At home, we have our favorite chair, usually in front of the TV. It's got all of our favorite pillows or books, the remote control, a table right there for snacks, and it's broke in. I mean, it fits our bottoms perfectly. In the kitchen, yep, our favorite seats. We sit in the same seat around the table, usually all the time. But what about God? Does God have a favorite seat? Of course he does. This podcast is called The Two Greatest after the two greatest commandments, to love the Lord our God with all of our heart, soul, mind, and strength, and to let Jesus live a life of love through us. I think we do that better if we embrace and understand God's favorite seat. Let's talk about it. Have you guessed it yet? What is God's favorite seat? We find it first in Exodus 25. In verse 17, God says, "You shall make a mercy seat of pure gold." And then in verses 21 and 22, God says, "You shall put the mercy seat on top of the ark, and in the ark you shall put the testimony that I give you. There I will meet with you, and from above the mercy seat, from between the two cherubim that are on the Ark of the Covenant, I will speak with you about all that I will give you in command for the people of Israel." David Murray said, "Immediately after announcing his desire to meet with Israel, God answered what was probably their biggest question. How? How can we meet with God? How can God meet with us?" His answer was a portable throne of mercy. It was a beautiful throne placed in the very center of God's living room. God was saying to Israel, "This mercy seat is my favorite chair. Mercy fits me perfectly. It's where I'm happiest and where I do my favorite work. Yes, it's a throne, but it's a throne of mercy that covers the law." Isn't that the coolest thing ever? You say, "But Pastor Tim, we don't have the Ark of the Covenant anymore. I mean, even Indiana Jones can't find it." That's okay, podcast peeps. We've got something even better. The mercy seat was only in one place, and only one person at a time could actually meet with God there. But in the New Testament, wherever we are and whoever we are, we can access God's favorite chair. That's because Jesus Christ is God's personal mercy seat, his place of meeting. On the cross, to the astonishment of the watching cherubim, he covered the law with his blood, then sat down on the throne of heaven, surrounded by astonished and adoring cherubim. We can come to God's favorite chair by faith and with prayer for mercy. In fact, Hebrews 4:16 says, "Let us then with confidence draw near to the throne of grace, that we may receive mercy and find help in time of need." Here's the question. What's your favorite chair? And how does that chair help others understand you better? Let's pray. Father, thank you for this beautiful word picture today. Thank you for inviting us to your favorite chair, to climb up onto your lap, to enjoy your love and mercy for all time and eternity. Lord, let's sit there often together. In Jesus' name, amen. I hope you'll join me tomorrow for episode 1327. In the meantime, after you've enjoyed sitting on the Father's lap, being totally embraced by His unending mercy for you, T2G says, now it's our turn. Now we're supposed to have a mercy seat of our own. We're supposed to be people who invite others there to receive mercy from us, just like we've received mercy from the Lord. And if you're ever in doubt about that, just spend some time thinking about God's favorite chair.